For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The Iran deal is defective at its core.
President Trump, as expected, withdrew the U.S. from the agreement despite entreaties from European allies. He also issued a warning to Tehran.
If the regime continues its nuclear aspirations, it will have bigger problems than it has ever had before.
Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu agreed with the president.
Israel fully supports President Trump's bold decision today to reject the disastrous nuclear deal with the terrorist regime in Tehran.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani warned that within weeks, Iran could start enriching uranium without any limitations. Wendy Sherman helped craft the Iran agreement.
It potentially puts our forces at risk everywhere from Iraq to Syria.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
The House Oversight Committee is poring over hundreds of pages of documents regarding the travel decisions made by EPA head Scott Pruitt. But not all the documents. One thing that wasn't turned over was permission required by law for Pruitt to fly first class before every trip. The EPA says he did have it, but the documents are not in place. Critics have accused Pruitt of flying first class at government expense and insisting on other safety measures, not because of concerns for personal safety, but to shield himself from tough questions from the press. The lava has quieted some on the Big Island of Hawaii, but volcanologist Janice Babb with the Hawaii Volcano Observatory says,
"This is not over."
She says that because the rift zone is still inflated and may break through the surface again. Roughly three dozen structures have been destroyed by the lava so far. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
There's a new government report out that says there's a lot of job openings in America right now. And USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The April government jobs report showing a record low unemployment rate, and there are a record number of jobs available in America, according to the U.S. Labor Department report out on Tuesday morning. It says the job openings number in March exploded to a record 6.55 million from 6.1 million. More than 110,000 of those jobs are professional and white-collar openings, construction openings rising by 68,000, while transportation and warehouse work up by 37,000. The March numbers put an almost even level on the number of vacancies to unemployed workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Audi is recalling 60,000 cars due to irregularities in the engine management software. The problem in the exhaust gas cleaning system's software affects A6 and A7 models. Delivery of these cars affected by the software problem has been stopped, with models being phased out, according to a release from the German automaker. Audi CEO Rupert Stadler said in a release that the irregularities were discovered through a systematic engine testing program. Last month, Audi recalled more than 1 million cars worldwide due to a coolant pump defect that could cause them to overheat and catch fire. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.